on KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
Emily Chow is a member of Focus on the Family's Plugged In team. We get our Plugged In update just heading into the weekend on ABQ Connect every Friday later in this hour. Looking forward to hearing Emily about opportunities for gift giving as we head into that giving season. Welcome into ABQ Connect.
Thank you for having me.
So Plugged In has put together a holiday gift guide. And let's talk about the gift guide. What's included, and how can parents, grandparents, siblings, cousins, how can family and friends put this to use?
Well, Plugged In, as you know, we review movies, TV shows, music, all sorts of things every year. One of the things that we do also is we review video games and books. And so this is our top five from each of those categories of just the top five video games and books that we reviewed this year that we thought were worth checking out. So, you know, if you're a grandparent and you're like, well, I want to buy my grandchild something that's clean, but I'm not sure. I don't know what video games are good out there. This is a great place to start. If you're a parent looking for a book and you're like, I don't have time to pre-read all these books that are out there, again, this is a great place to start. And you can find these full lists at pluggedin.com. You can click on our blog, or you can go to pluggedin.com/blog, and it's called The Blessings of Books and a Gaming Goldmine.
All right. Well, you know, you've had a chance to go through it. And I will tell you, now I'm old enough that some people my age will resonate with this. It was the Sears or JCPenney or whatever, you know, large department store catalog we would get before Christmas.
Oh, I remember those.
Yeah. And we would flip through them and mark them. And
yep.
It's an exciting time. And you've had a chance to kind of go through that catalog that many of us, the holiday gift guide that is from Plugged In, that many of us have not seen yet. What stands out to you in way of, let's start with younger kids, books and video games. Anything stand out?
Yes. So as we were looking at back on everything that we covered this year, the games that we really liked, we liked Mario Kart World. And this is a great game for everybody because it has gaming assists like smart steering and auto acceleration. So even if your kids aren't super, like if you've got little kids and they don't really know which buttons to push, if you turn on those gaming assists, then they can play with big brother and big sister. They can play with mom and dad, or, you know, if grandma and grandpa want to join in on the fun, they can also play. You don't have to be a great video game player in order to enjoy Mario Kart World. Another game, if you're looking for just a little bit more of a challenge, was Blue Prince, which is a puzzle game. And you do need to know a little bit about, you know, which buttons to push. But we thought it was a good game because you can join your kids and you can kind of help them figure out all these different word association puzzles, mathematic challenges, color coordination, just all sorts of different types of puzzles. So it really gets their brain engaged as well. And then in terms of books, we were looking at Pocket Bear by Catherine Applegate. By the way, these are not picture books that I'm about to list off, but they're all chapter books, so you will have to read it to your younger kids. But Pocket Bear is about... It's all about this little stuffed bear, and his name is Pocket, and he works at the Second Chances Home for the Tossed and Treasured, which this little girl, she owns the Second Chances Home, and she repairs all these lost stuffed animals and gives them a second chance. And it all comes down to this relationship between Pocket and this street cat named Zephyrina. Zephyrina is like she's this really tough character. She doesn't feel like she needs anybody's help, but her heart is softened by Pocket because of his integrity and his compassion. And this book is just all about the power of friendship and loyalty. And it just really teaches little kids, you know, that you know, even the meanest person can be transformed by somebody else's compassion and love. And we thought that was a great message.
Well, how fun.
Another.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Sorry. another book we had on the list was The Bletchley Riddle by Ruta Chepetis and Steve Shinkin. And that's a story about, it's a historical fiction. It's about two Polish teenagers living in England during World War II. And they're just trying to solve the riddle of their mother's disappearance and the riddle of the Enigma machine. And this is a great story. We thought that it really encouraged young people to use their skills to help others in times of need. And it's a fun book, and it's got some great historical nuggets in there. So that's just some samples of what we had on our list. But really, we felt that every title that we picked had really good messages for the whole family. We wanted to pick things that were fun to read, fun to play, you know, especially for parents who, you know, they want entertainment that doesn't compromise their values. We were trying to pick titles that were clean. So there's not a ton of content in any of these titles, but you can always go to pluggedin.com to read the full review of each of these books and video games, just to make sure that there's nothing in there that you're kind of like, oh, I want to stay away from that.
Yeah, you know, and educational too. I you know, you mentioned the one book with the, including the story of you know, teens dealing with the Enigma machine, which I will tell you, I don't think I even knew about that, and it's a vital piece of World War II history, but didn't know about it until I was probably in my 40s. I know I didn't learn about that in school, so some great opportunity, and it's gifts, it sounds like, that will help the whole family spend some time together. The video games that are confidence building for the younger kids. I totally get
Absolutely.
That because, you know, here we'll have tweens and higher getting, you know, very, you know, advanced in video games, and the younger siblings often, you know, feel left out and unable. But it sounds like one of those video games you mentioned makes it very easy for the entire family to be a part of that activity. So books and video games. And again, if you just tuned in, we're visiting with Emily Chow. She's a member of Focused on the Family's Plugged In team. And we mentioned at the top of our discussion, the holiday gift guide and where these gifts can be found. Can you walk through, I know it's pluggedin.com/blog, and then where will the listener click to find the holiday gift guide?
Yeah, so it's two different blogs on there. One of them is called The Blessings of Books, and the other one is called A Gaming Goldmine. So you can probably figure out from context which is which.
Yeah, and for those not too familiar, Plugged In does so much, not just at this time of year with the holiday gift guide, but resources that are available throughout the year for parents and the family. Can you expand on that a little bit? What can be found really throughout the year?
Yeah, throughout the year, we are reviewing video games, books, movies, TV shows, music, and YouTube channels. And that's year round. If you go to our homepage, you will see whatever movies are about to come out that week. You're going to see reviews from them. And you can use these reviews. We're talking about the content that you need to be looking out for as a parent. So you can use these reviews to learn discernment, to figure out which titles are right for your family, and to also teach your kids so that as they get older, they can start to think critically about the entertainment that they're consuming, to figure out, you know what, maybe I shouldn't watch this movie, even though it's really popular, because it's got some things that contradict with my family's values. And so that's kind of the idea and the goal of Plugged In. We really want families to be able to figure out what's right for their family and teach their kids, you know, this same discernment as they get older. And if you're on our blog at any point, you will also notice that we talk about technology a lot. We talk about things that are happening on social media And we offer some tips and advice there to kind of help parents navigate that world. If you go to our YouTube channel, which is just youtube.com/pluggedin, you can find all sorts of, we're able to interview filmmakers, and we have conversations about different movies and genres. You know, we talk about black and white movies and such, just all sorts of interesting conversations on there as well.
Awesome. Well, I tell you what, I grew up looking, you know, my parents would regularly get the Consumer Reports guides, and we would use that before purchasing stuff. And I think this is a great example of a stop you really want to make before you go make holiday purchases for your kids. Parents, it's the Holiday Gift Guide from Focus on the Family's Plugged In Department, pluggedin.com/blog, and you'll find it there. Emily Chow, thanks so much for your time, your hard work. And listen, I know it's hard work. A lot of people say, you know, oh, you've got a cushy job. You just got to talk on the radio. And I know you do a lot more than play video games, read books, and watch TV and movies. So thanks so much for your hard work and providing the content that many of us need to make sound decisions on what's appropriate for our family. Appreciate you and the team, and a very Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Thank you for having me.
All right. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect. Hey, I wanted to ask you something real quick, and I don't think I'm going to get one. They're all over somehow the cookies on my, you know, whatever. I keep coming up it's like a HDMI plug-in, kind of like a Fire Stick, but it's, you know, it's got 20,000 games on it. You know, it's like anywhere from 25 to $50. And I'm pretty sure made in China, which would probably keep me from doing that. Are you aware of anything kind of like that, that would be, made in America or made in a country other than China that I wouldn't mind?
No. I don't think there's any, not from any source that I would trust, if that makes sense. I think that if there were something coming from a big developer here in America, I think I'd at least look into it. But I would say probably not from a source that I trust. The games that you're probably going to find on something like that, it's going to be kind of similar.